in a world full of straight people. Aren't you glad there's WOW Presents Plus, the number one place in the world to see Drag Race? And so much more. Subscribe to WOW Presents Plus. Still only $4.99. Subscribe today as streamed on TV.
Hello, kings and queens and in-between sinner saints, and I don't know if I is or I ain't. Welcome to another comeback-tastic episode of Yes, Jesus. I'm Daniel Francesi, and as always, I'm here with my bestie.
Ew, it's Azariah Southworth.
And here at Yes, Jesus, we believe
anyone can have a comeback, but also can play a biblical character.
Yes, if you can do it in a Christmas pageant, Little Nas X could do it in a music video.
That's right.
And we're going to get right into Lil Nas X's music video, J. Christ, right after the praise report and prayer request segment of our show. This is where if you have a little something that's weighing heavy on your heart, let us know, and we'll pray for you, and so will our Yash Jesuits, and we'll add it to our prayer request list. And also, in the same token, if you have a little something you want to hallelujah about, if you're excited, if you're like, God's so good, then let us know, and we'll praise along with you and give you a hallelujah. We're going to start out with a prayer request, Azzy. Who's it from?
This one comes to us from David. David says, I would love it if you could include prayers for queer refugees in East Africa. It would be good to have kind words from Christians instead of the hate that condemns them. And I completely agree with that. There's so much.
David, but that's so awesome. Much. That's really what we want Yash Jesus to do. You know, it was created out of a need for our prayers for our community. And, you know, so many people have stuff to say about us and against us, but we're here to say the good things. So we are definitely going to be lifting up queer refugees in East Africa in our prayer today. So thank you for that reminder. We also have a praise report, Azzy. This comes to us from Richie. I'm writing this as we're preparing to celebrate my aunt's 80th birthday and my cousin's 60th birthday. We set up the week like a surprise. My aunt didn't realize that her kids were going to visit from out of state, so all week we've been surprising her. We took her to get a pedicure, and her daughter from Alaska was there. And then the next day, her son from Oregon, the one who's turning 60, showed up at her house. And then last night we went to dinner, and her sister, my other aunt, was at the dinner. And today, we're finally throwing the party. I think she's not surprised anymore, but it's been a blessing to be able to bring her family in from all over.
Oh, wow.
That sounds like a joyous
what a treat.
Time. Yeah.
I love that story.
Yeah. It's
go, I mean, Richie.
I always get a little like a warmth in the cockles of my heart and a little bit of teary-eyed when I see those kind of videos. Sometimes if I'm on an airplane and I feel like my eyes are too dry, I'll watch videos of people getting surprised for their birthday so I can tear up and like and wet my ducks, as they say. That's really awesome. Keep spreading joy like that. Keep giving blessings to your aunt, to the people around you. You guys sound like a really fun, great family. We'll be right back after this with the scripture of the day.
My name is Pasty, and I'm the savory snack from the UK, and you're listening to Yas Jesus.
Azzy, it's the scripture of the day. Give it to us.
All right. This comes from us from 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
Ooh, we got another hot queer Christian music video to break down. I'm so excited.
Yes, we are the Yes Jesus Queer Christian Culturistas.
And once again, it's Lil Nas X putting out a music video that's dripping, and I mean dripping, with Christian imagery.
Drip all over me, Lil Nas X. Of course. We are talking about the J. Christ video.
Now, this video is sort of this in the same style and feel as the Montero video. And we had a lot of fun looking at that one and breaking down the symbolism and the meaning.
If you didn't see that one, you should go back and check it out.
Yeah, we will have a link in our liner notes there. But okay, look, here we go. So we open up with a line of people in this video. And they're all dressed in white and they're walking across a field. And it looks like up a ramp or something to heaven, a heavenly loading dock or like ramp. And and one of those airport conveyor belts.
Yeah, the ramp is for our elders like you, Danny. Oh wait, no, there's stairs too. So if you're feeling inclined, you can take the stairs. And the people look pretty happy to be there. One kind of looks, there's some people that look like other people. Some familiar faces there.
You know, this is a little fun fact that took a little research / reading entertainment blogs. But Lil Nas X hired celebrity impersonators to populate some of the scenes in this video. Now, you might find someone who looks like Barack Obama or Dolly Parton, Ed Sheeran, Kanye West, Mariah Carey, Oprah Winfrey, and Taylor Swift.
I mean, if this is what the rapture is going to look like, I'm all for it. Now, I don't want to go up walking across a field in some really long set of stairs, but if I get to walk next to Dolly Parton, I'm very happy.
Or at least a lookalike of Dolly Parton, like some drag queen.
No, it needs to be Dolly Parton.
Okay, well.
These are my conditions.
Now we finally get to the title, okay? We get J. Christ splashed across the screen. And people are just walking into a palace that's not only in the clouds, but it's made of clouds.
Whoa, like made of clouds, man?
Wow. Yeah, dude, made of clouds.
Well, now Lil Nas X is making his appearance as a femme Jesus with the nails done, 30 inches of hair, maybe 40 inches if you're Luxnor, London. But I love this femme Jesus. But he's wearing high-heeled boots and flowing mane, yes, and he's carrying a rosary. All the iconography.
Oh, and he just waved to Michael Jackson, who's moonwalking by, as you do. Right,
that might be a little problematic. Then we fall from heaven into hell, just like in Montanero, literally falling into a pit in the earth surrounded by flames. And at the bottom is Lil Nas X again. She is everywhere, walking around a cauldron filled with arms and legs.
It's pretty leggy.
But well, I guess that opening was to introduce the God and devil characters, because we are now in an arena and it looks like God and the devil are going to be facing off with one another. Is this a basketball game, a wrestling match? About to go down?
It would be hot to have a heavenly wrestling match. I'd watch that. But no, it looks more like heavenly basketball.
Okay. See the devil? He has black and red shoes on, and they give a close up. And on the side of the shoes are embroidered a scripture passage, Luke 10:18.
Right. Those are Lil Nas X's shoes, right? It's time to look up Luke 10:18. And he said to them, I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning.
Well, not a great thing to put on the side of Satan's shoes, to be honest, because I mean, it means he's going to lose.
Another detail, the God figure has Montero written across the ass.
There is so much branding and commercialism here. Do you think that the basketball, all the celebrities in the crowd and the branded clothing, does that all have something to say about the commercialization of our faith? Is that what Lil Nas X is pointing out, do you think?
I mean, it should be pointed out. And you know, and then we have God making a slam dunk because, you know, yes, that's God dunking on the devil.
All right, now we cut to the cheerleaders, because we all know God has some pretty amazing cheerleaders. I mean, hello. Have you heard about the Raya?
Have you heard of Yas, Jesus, rah, rah, rah. When I say Yas, you say Jesus. Yas, Jesus, Yas, Jesus. Jesus. All right. Then we get Lil Nas X as Jesus on the cross, and he's got a crown of thorns, clearly, but he's also starting out upside down, and he flips right side up, and there are crowds watching, but they're more like raving than anything else.
All right, man. Wild idea, man. Just hear me out, dude. What if the original crucifixion was really a rave, man, with people like dying in the background, you know, like sounds like a rave to me, man.
Yeah, like the Jesus on the cross was short because now we have Lil Nas X as a shepherd. How do we know that? Because he's holding a pair of electric sheep clippers.
Just like the verse from Isaiah that the eunuch was reading, like we talked about in our one episode. Well, not the most biblically accurate, but okay. We know Nas, and the fellow is artsy. So he's just sitting there holding the shears and stroking his lamb?
And with a quick cut that appears to be the Met Gala, is this Lil Nas X being Jesus, or is this just Lil Nas X? He's wearing a lambskin, of course he is, and he's posing for photographers.
How would you dress if you were at the Met Gala? Just like that?
Let me tell you something. I would turn it out at the Met Gala, okay? The headline that he has is the same one as mine. I would say, I'm back.
Well, we then see a woman watching Lil Nas X on TV, but then it cuts to some breaking news of a global flood.
So this is probably an allusion to the flood that Noah went through in Genesis. The woman is in a very nice apartment. And it is that T.S. Madison? Why, yes,
oh,
it is.
Oh, my God. Yes,
okay, this is all coming together.
Come on, Mother T.S. And of course, she's in a nice home. I mean, have you... God bless her. I fucking love her. Okay. Now, suddenly, Lil Nas X is back, summoning all the animals while the storm swirls around him. He's sending them into an ark. And then we see the floodwaters come in and flood a city street, sending some cars floating.
If there was a way to remind people of the Noah's Ark story, this would be it.
Mm-hmm. The camera pans up and the team is dancing on a rooftop. And in the background is a billboard that says, "Lord help me, for I'm at war. On the other side is a cross."
And while dancing Nas is dancing in the rain on a rooftop, Noah, little Nas X, is steering the ark through the waves.
Noah, little Nas X, raises a flag up the mast, and we get a brief view of Lil Nas X on the cross. Before we go back to the clouds breaking, the storm ending, and the words, "Day Zero, a New Beginning," coming across the screen.
It then ends with another Bible verse, and this time it's all spelled out.
2 Corinthians 5:17. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come."
Yeah, and that's it. Less than 3 minutes long, but packed with biblical imagery and shaking a lot of people up.
Of course, some people, some hard R Christians, were pretty quick to jump to assume that Lil Nas X was mocking Christianity. But this is really him owning it in the way that he needs to own it, that makes it his own, because that's what faith is. It becomes your own. It's a personal relationship. So this is what Lil Nas X is giving us from his perspective. And I am here for it all day, all night. And if T.S. Madison's there, I'm there. Period.
You know, this does seem like a pretty accurate critique of where American Christianity is today. It's all wrapped up in sports and fashion and glamour.
It's selling products and promoting celebrity.
Yes, give me more jets, darling, more jets. The Lord told me to remodel my kitchen. It's showing excess.
Oh, there was that one pastor recently who went viral for, like, he got in, like, some sort of fraud trouble because of cryptocurrency, fraud right?
Cryptocurrency, yes. And he was like, "The Lord told me that we needed to remodel our kitchen."
Oh my God. These hard R Christians are out of control. Well, what do you think, listeners? You got to drop us a line at yesjesuspod.com or on our social media, yesjesuspod. We want to hear from you. What did you think of the video? What do you think of the imagery, what it means? And how would you interpret your faith to own your queerness and to show that you are a new creature?
Ooh, that's a great tithe, love offering, charity act of good this week.
When Lil Nas X Montero album came out, he created a baby registry that listed several organizations that you could send a donation to. In 6 months, Lil Nas X raised over $500,000 for HIV research.
Some of the organizations on the baby registry included the Trans Inclusive Group, the Bail Project, Bros in Convo, Central Alabama Alliance Resource and Advocacy Center, the Counter Narrative Project, and the Happy Hippie Foundation. All of these organizations are doing great work.
I like that name, Happy Hippie Foundation. Well, they are doing great work indeed, and you can still make donations to any of these organizations. So that's your tithe, love offering, charity act of good this week. They're still doing the amazing work, and even while the attention is elsewhere, just Google the Lil Nas X baby registry to find out more.
I think Happy Hippie is done by Miley Cyrus. You know, if you have followers, but if your followers are not actively engaging with each other, learning from each other, and vibing regularly, then you don't have a community. So please reach out to us. We want to know who you are, and we want to feel your presence. And we want to spread the love to other queer Christian music and artists besides Lil Nas X. If you're a queer Christian musician and you want us to play one of your songs, send us an email to contact at yashjesuspod.com with a link to where we can find the MP3 files of the ones that you want us to consider. And listen, we got more drag queen prayers for you today. That's right. Yash Jesus was at RuPaul's Drag Con in London. And while we were there, we got some holy prayers from some divine drag queens. And today, we're going to open up our prayer segment with a prayer offer by Pasty.
I pray that body positivity comes into everything, because people always struggle with body positivity. And it's very dear to my heart, because I grew up and had an eating disorder. And now I'm very much positive in my body. I love the body that I'm in, and I think that everyone should. Amen.
Well, way to name yourself Pasty after your pastry. You know, it's like, I'm going to have a little pasty, a little tasty of a pasty, reclaiming something that was hard in your life. So thank you, Pasty, for that, for sharing that prayer with us. God, we need to pray for artists who push our boundaries, who critique our practices, and call us to be more real and more authentic. It could be hard to be pushed. And some of those hard art Christians really can struggle. So you know what? We know that you're calling us to be fully alive and fully in love with you and the world that you made for us.
And we pray with David for the queer refugees in West Africa and East Africa, all over Africa, because we know that the countries in Africa are extremely homophobic. It's a dangerous place for our community. So God, we are asking you to perform a miracle in the hearts of those who are persecuting us, that you move them towards affirmation, that you move them towards justice, that you move them towards kindness and love, and that these laws that are targeting our community, that are killing us, that are putting us in jail for life, we pray that you come and you change these laws, that these hearts and the minds will be changed. Help our siblings in Africa. We also want to give a happy birthday, a joyous, rich, happy birthday to Richie's aunt. Let her be surrounded by family as she is and know that she is so loved. What a beautiful gift to receive. So we give praise for Richie and that family for doing this for their aunt, and we rejoice with her and celebrate with her in her 80th birthday. And let the surprises be fun and good for her and not give her a heart attack, Lord, because, honey... She's up there, and surprises sometimes can catch you for unsurprised, but we rejoice with them. So in all your names, we pray for this. Amen.
Yeah, that sounds really fun, but after 70, I want no more surprises. I just want everything to be smooth sailing. Thank you all for listening to another episode of Yash Jesus. You can find us on social media at Yash Jesus Pod or on our website at yashjesuspod.com. Now, if you like the show, please support us with a donation. We've set up a Patreon account where you can become a supporter. You can also make a one-time donation through the Buy Me a Coffee button, and information for both is in the show notes and on our website at yashjesuspod.com. Now, if you ain't got no money, honey, then just leave us a review. Share us with a friend. That's really important to us to help spread Yash Jesus to others who might need to hear it.
You can now leave an audio prayer request or praise report on our website at yasjesuspod.com. We would love to share your voice and your prayers on the show. So drop us a line or send us a recording on yasjesuspod.com.
Yeah, send us your praise reports, your prayer requests, your episode ideas, your guest ideas, or even just a, I'm dunking on you, Satan. Not today. We'd love to hear from you. Yash Jesus is hosted by me, the stony Danny Franzese, and
the devil's under my feet, Azariah Southworth. Music, sound, editing, and all things audio are done by Chris Heckman. Our show is produced by the freaking deacon, Ross Murray, and lady boss, Meredith Pauly. Our sugar daddies are Reverend Jeff C., Francesca S., Nathaniel End, and John H., and we want you to join them. So join us on the Yes Jesus Patreon today.
This episode is brought to you by World of Wonder. We are streaming and screaming on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And remember, God loves you just as you are.
So keep praising the Lord, y'all, and dunking on the devil.